director of Harvest Works, and Chin Wei and Clorinda McLeod are going to be doing the first work tonight. It's a participatory artwork, and they will explain a little bit about it as soon as I get done reading you a quick excerpt from the program notes. This is the Harvest Works Inside series. It's called Gestures and Responsive Media. So if you pick up your program notes, you'll be able to find out a little bit about what we're doing and the intent behind the series. It's produced in partnership with Roulette's Mixology Festival. And it's three concert programs focusing on modern experiments in performance technology. Tonight, as I said, we have Zach Layton, who will be doing the second set after Clorinda and Chin Wei. And then tomorrow night, we'll have Sawako and Bill Sue and James Fay. A little bit about tonight. I'll just let you go. Explain. Okay. But it will be fun. Thank you for coming.
Okay, thanks a lot, Cheryl. And I'd also like to thank Tony for dropping some seeds early on. So I'm really happy to be here. I came from Montreal, and I won't say too much because most of you would be with the same kind of Clorinda. But 10 years ago, with some friends and then later on some students, we've been doing some experiments about what we call responsive environments and responsive media. And those don't need to define these things. But the question was really, working with people in theater, the question was basically, what makes some events compelling and some events really flat? It could be a theatrical event, but it could also be something like a dinner table conversation, right? It could be anything, it could be waiting for the bus. And maybe some particular circumstances could be really a marvelous event, right? So that was kind of a starting point. It didn't have to be events on stage, it could be any kind of event. And since then, we've been doing these kinds of experiments with the Topological Media Lab in many different settings, okay? And there are a few, many different settings, but a few themes that have carried through for the last 8 years, okay? One of them is, let's just bracket for the moment language, words. Let's just, just for a moment, like tonight, for example, maybe we could just say, let's just put words aside for the moment and see what we can do. Another one is first-person experience. First-person, not third-person. Right now, you're looking at us, right? Last night, we saw an amazing, some of us were here, we saw a really great performance by Elliot Sharp and Pamela Z. And tonight's going to be, well, at least this part is going to be quite different. That there's not a line between, performer, actor, and audience. So we'll see how that goes, okay? And in that spirit, I've been really lucky to be Clorinda during the night low. It's thanks to various friends, and one of whom I'd like to thank is Mark Sussman. So I think that's enough for tonight. I hope you enjoy the evening. I turn the floor to Clorinda.
Okay, so as he says, we're all actors, so we'll all be moving. So if you want to put your stuff to the side, that's great, but you will be walking around for a good portion of time. And why don't you all join me? If you can't quite get it, just follow along, you'll catch up. It's all simple, and it's all really just parameters. This is an experiment without a hypothesis. So we don't know what's going to happen. A few things that could happen. It's not that wide open. We have things set up, but there's nothing absolutely that must happen. So there's no strict rules. So these are parameters. There's a bunch of us in. It helps if we all kind of follow those parameters, but you can kind of deviate. If you find a deviation that makes you happy, feel free to follow it for a while and rejoin us. So the first thing we're going to start, we're just going to walk. So just walk. Just keep walking. Anywhere you like. Nice regular pace. bump into any columns.
Silently
to yourself and And you may notice, that there is a certain fluffy action that takes place.
out.